Welcome to Master Your Money, Budgeting, Saving, and Debt-Free Living. I'm your host, Nate Tanner. On this show, we use the Tregator philosophy to help you keep your budget balanced, build your savings and investments, and knock out debt with confidence. If I asked you to tell me your values, you could probably list a few things. Things like, I value my family. I want to be generous. I believe in living below my means. But let me ask you a question. Do your spending habits match your values? Oof. Sometimes the answer is yes. Other times it's, well, not exactly, but I can explain. As the great and financially insightful philosopher James W. Frick said, "Don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you what you value." In today's episode, we're holding up a mirror, not to judge, but to reflect. We're going to look at your recent spending, not just as a record, but as a window into your mindset, emotions, and priorities. This isn't about shame or judgment. It's about awareness, because the truth is, your spending is telling a story. The question is it the story you want to be telling? I'll show you how to analyze your spending like a pro, how to spot patterns and priorities, and how to shift from being reactive to intentional. Because nobody wants to be the person who spends $200 on Amazon in a weekend but forgot to pay their electric bill. So let's talk about it. Your spending is talking, and the question is, are you listening? Let me tell you a little about my son. He is a great kid. He is very kind, helpful, and compassionate. He's the kind of kid that if you are sick, he'll bring you a Gatorade and say, just in case you wanted something to drink, feel better fast. He also loves to be funny, sometimes a little more than he should, like during class time in school. However, in school, he does work very hard, and he's overall a great kid. Yesterday, during Easter Sunday worship, as part of the services, the kids under age 12, we call them primary children, had prepared a song for the congregation. My son is in that age group and was invited to go up and sing with the other 30-plus children. However, he decided to stay with us because he said he had, quote, stage fright. After the services, we chatted a little bit about this because recently he had shared aspirations to sign up for his school's talent show to do a song and dance skit involving Baby Shark. His hope was to write something that would make everybody laugh and be highly entertaining. This is a quick example of how who we want to be doesn't always line up with the actions we're taking. Every transaction you make is like a breadcrumb. One on its own is not a big deal. But follow the trail and it leads somewhere. And where it leads, emotionally, mentally, and financially, is worth paying attention to. Your spending is a mirror. It reflects what you value, what you say you value versus what you actually prioritize, what emotions drive your decisions, and what habits are just on autopilot. So the question isn't just, what am I buying? It's, what does this purchase say about what I care about or what I'm avoiding? And does my spending reflect who I want to be? Let's talk about some real-life money mirror moments. Let's say you spent $75 on DoorDash last week, $40 on impulse buys at Amazon, $40 a month added to your cell phone bill because you needed the latest phone, and yet you're behind on your utility bills. That's a story. It's a story about convenience, maybe stress, possibly exhaustion, but not a story about peace of mind and priority planning. Or maybe you spent $50 on books about minimalism, $60 on productivity apps, and $180 on clothes you really didn't need. That's a story about aspiration, who you want to be, versus how you're living right now. There's no judgment here. None of these purchases that I just talked about reflect anything good or bad. This is just data. But when you look at it this way, the pattern starts talking. The point isn't guilt, it's clarity. You're not a bad person because you overspent. You're a human living in a world literally engineered to make spending feel easy and rewarding. But what we want is alignment, where the things you say you value match where your money actually goes. That's when your financial life starts to feel in sync. Coming up next, I'll walk you through a simple three-label exercise to help you break down your recent spending and make sense of the story it's telling. We're going to talk about needs, wants, and whims, and have a little challenge. All right, it's time to hold up the mirror and maybe have a little bit of fun with it. I want you to pull up your recent transactions. Yep, right now. Go ahead, open your banking app or your credit card statement, unless you're driving, in which case we can do this later because I want you to be safe. Now, go back about 30 transactions. That's it. It doesn't have to be a whole month, just enough to kind of get a feel. You're going to sort each purchase into one of three buckets. First, a need. This is essential. You couldn't skip this if you tried. These are things like your rent or your mortgage, utilities, groceries, and I'm talking real groceries, not that $9 sushi and soda from Target, gas to get to work, minimum debt payments, and so on. Next, what's a want? This improves your life, but you could survive without it. These are things like dinner out, streaming subscriptions, concert tickets, that daily Starbucks. Let's be honest, it's not a need, it's a personality accessory. Lastly, a whim. This is where it gets really interesting, because these are the spontaneous, the mindless, or the, wait, what did I even buy? Category. These are like your late night Amazon scrolls, your mystery charge from that game you forgot you even downloaded, the fifth pair of joggers because they were on sale, or anything that starts with, I think I'm going to treat myself. Why does this matter? This isn't about labeling things as good or bad. It's just being aware. It's about asking yourself, am I spending more on whims than I thought? Are my needs being squeezed out by my wants? Am I buying out of emotion or intention? Most of us don't have a money problem. We have a reaction problem. The more we can label, the more we can align. The more we can align, the more you can take control. In the next section, I'll help you translate those insights into actions without swinging to extremes or cutting all the fun out of your spending plan. Now we go from reaction to reflection and what to do with what you found. So you've looked at your last 30 purchases, and maybe you had a moment, wow, I didn't realize how much I spent on snacks and streaming moment. Or maybe a, wait, I bought what at 11:37 p.m. moment. Good. That moment means you're paying attention, because awareness is the first step towards alignment. Reflection is greater than reaction. We've all had a reaction-based spending moment, that retail therapy after a bad day, the celebration swiping where, I got a raise, it's time for a new gaming chair, or the classic, I'm bored, let me scroll and shop. But reflection lets you respond instead of react. It lets you pause and ask, does this align with my goals? Is this impulse or intention? Will this make me proud tomorrow, or will it make me stressed? The goal isn't to become a monk who lives on rice and water. The goal is to be in control, to spend on purpose, not just out of a pattern. A few tools to help you rebalance. If your whim category surprised you, try this. Set a whim limit per week. Say, I get $20 of whatever the heck I want money. Or start that cool down list that we talked about in episode 9. Or give every dollar a job before it even hits your checking account. The point is to create a buffer between emotion and the transaction. And once that buffer is there, you get the power back. So keep it fun, just make it fit. Budgeting doesn't mean cutting all the fun out of your life. You can still get the concert tickets, the book, the random cheese board with the little built-in drawers, but now it's coming from a place of alignment, not emotional autopilot. And that's the difference between spending that drains you and the spending that feels like freedom. Coming up, I'll give you a simple challenge to close things out and help you start turning your money mirror into a money map. Today, we looked at your spending, not just as a record, but as a reflection. Because your money habits are saying something. It's about values, your emotions, your routines, and maybe even about the story you want to rewrite. You've learned how to sort your recent purchases into needs, the stuff that keeps your world turning, wants, the stuff that adds flavor to life, and whims, the stuff that sometimes sneaks in through the back door with a coupon and no plan. And hopefully you realize something powerful. You're not stuck, you're just getting started. So let's do this challenge. It's the mirror check. We've already looked at this, hopefully you've stopped and done it, but I'm gonna review it because it's that important. So pull up that app right now, review those last 30 purchases. Label each one a need, a want, or a whim. Again, no guilt, and there's no spreadsheets, it's just honest reflection. Now, pull out your Tregator journal, your notes app, or however else you've been tracking this financial journey, and answer three simple questions. What surprised you? What did you like seeing? And what might need a change? The more aware you are, the more powerful you become. Now for the hard part of this challenge. After you review, if there is something you feel like you need to change, pull up your spending plan and change it. Maybe it's canceling a subscription that you now realize you don't want anymore. Noticing that those small little impulse purchases have gone a little bit too far. Or maybe you need to set up those automatic drafts for your bills so that you don't get that late fee. When we are inspired to do something, we need to act. So take action now. Keep your momentum going. If this episode helped you to see something new, I'd love to hear about it. Send your insights, light bulb moments, or even spending confessions to podcast@tregator.com. And hey, if someone came to mind while listening today, share this episode with them. Remember, we just talked about if you're inspired to take action, then act. And while you're at it, follow us at Tregator on X, Facebook, and Instagram for more tips, encouragement, and maybe a meme or two. Also, subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And we'd love it if you left a quick review. It really helps others discover the show, and I would be so grateful. Let's normalize talking about money, building better habits, and laughing a little along the way. I'm Nate Tanner, and this has been Master Your Money, Budgeting, Saving, and Debt-Free Living. I'll see you next time.